Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I do want to say this. Hopefully, I have time to be able to share this with you. You know, are you longing to have a move of God in your life? I mean, just all of a sudden, you've been toting water. You've been doing all this hard work, going to the well, dipping your bucket in the well. You're cranking it up, and yeah, you're having these experiences, but it's taken so much of you to be able to do it. And a move of God is like a river. It's like a river that all of a sudden just begins to carry you, and God's doing it, and you're just getting into what he's doing. It's the river of God that is flowing from the throne of God. It's when God just all of a sudden decides he rewards or whatever reasons he has, which are all good, he just begins to gush the glory of God in like a river, a current that's just flowing through your life. And I just want to encourage you that in your faith, understand that it will happen because you have faith that it'll happen, that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He wants you to abide with him. He wants you to advance his kingdom. He wants a move of God in your life, not just for you, but to go through you. And your faith, he wants this. He wants you to be whole. You think about it, and it's going to require your faith. The only thing that moves God, not hunger, not pain, not sickness, not poverty. If it did, look at all the opportunities to move in the earth. Somebody says, why would God allow this? Well, why don't they just have faith? Why don't you go preach the gospel to them? They have faith, and then God begins to respond in there.
Right.
It's like, oh, so he's not moving there because I'm not going there. Then I need to go there and preach the good news to them so that they have faith. And then God would, oh, I see. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I was blaming God for my own refusal to obey him in the Great Commission. Got it. Okay, think about this. He said, you know, when the lady was healed from the issue of blood, she knew that if I just get to him and touch the hem of his garment, he turns around, he says, you know, your faith has made you whole. He didn't say, I made you whole. He didn't say that the disciples around made you whole. The doctrine made you whole. It was something inside of her. It was a measure of what God has given all of us. When she tapped into that and turned it towards God, her faith made her whole. It's your faith. It's your faith in God. That's why the devil beats you up with so many lies, so you won't step up and just trust God and believe him to use you like Charles Seymour was used. One man with bad vision, I think he had vision in one eye, rejected by anything and everything, cried out as he was renting a room in California that all of a sudden the Lord just honored that faith, and just suddenly an outpouring of God, which we refer to as Azusa Street, but it happened on Azusa Street. That's why we call it Azusa Street. And God began to move. We think about Amy Semple McPherson. We think about Mariah Etter. We think about Steve Hill. We think about Oral Roberts. Listen, it's about just going after God. Join with us in the beginning of the extra hour, because we are going to be talking about a move of God that's resting in you, waiting to get out of you, waiting to be stirred and other people to be touched and be turned to God, because you busted through the crowds of doubt and unbelief and pharisaical bondage. And you say, you know what? I'm going to believe God in my generation. I'm going to believe him for a move. I'm going to believe him for everything he says. And it's going to be awesome. There's a move of God inside of you. Listen, if you're a believer, and even if you're not a believer, today you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And from this point on, you're part of the family of God. And you can listen to what I'm saying. But listen, God gives to each man a measure of faith. A measure of faith. It doesn't tell us that we all got the same measure. Mm-hmm. It gives us a measure of faith. And in that you connect that faith to God and begin to cry out to God and say, Lord, you know, I want, and what happens is it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And what happens is that the kingdom of God that's within you gets released in the environment when you have faith for it to be released, and things happen when the king is around. And when two of us get together in agreement, Jesus as king rules in our presence, because this is where two or more gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of it. By the way, when Jesus shows up, you know, he's the king.
That's it.
He's the king. That's what the kingdom is all about. And so We're believing God for a third great awakening. A third great awakening. It'll begin with the fear of the Lord. Listen, a sin will not stop until a man fears the Lord and the consequences of his decision. Because there's no fear of the Lord, just all these things are taking place. Changing the scriptures, choosing not to read, teaching the word of God, but not even reading the word of God. It's like, anyway. And so, but think about that. When you think about Charles Seymour, as I was talking about, who was in California and his life, and you could find out more about him on The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch. One of God's generals. He just cried out. He was desperate. Desperate for God. And when we're desperate for God, we're aware of God, and we're aware that God's aware of us, and we're just getting in tune with what he wants to take place on earth. That's how he told us to pray, right? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And his will is to let everyone know that he loves them and has a plan for their life. And the only thing he doesn't love is a thing that divides them from a destiny with him, which is sin. But he'll deal with that if we'll confess that and make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. And he wants them to know, and he wants to heal the brokenhearted. He wants to set the captive free. He wants to heal our emotions, heal our body. He wants to reveal his secrets to us. He wants a relationship with you. And he wants you to let people know he wants a relationship with them outside of you. This move of God, this powerhouse, the kingdom that's inside of you, the glory waiting to be released inside of you. Listen, Christ in you is the hope of glory to manifest where you are, in your marriage, in your family, in your house, in your ministry, in your gathering, in your workplace, in your city, in your nation. Listen, we have to step up and say, you know what? You know, understand this. Every time that Satan is not going to be kicking back and go, oh, great, you're crying out for a move of God, and God's going to respond, and I'm not going to mess with you. Listen, a great door of opportunity is open to me, Paul said, but with it, much persecution. God says, you know, you can't give up anything for him and not be returned 100-fold this lifetime and the lifetime to come. But with it, persecution. Mm-hmm. He talks about the seed and the sower. But what happens when the seed is sowed, understand that you'll do battle with that word, and persecution will come because of the word. I mean, you're going to have to fight. It's the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing since the time of John the Baptist, Jesus said, and it's forceful men to lay hold on it. But understand, if you're willing to do the work, you know, it's the working of miracles. It's the working of a move of God. It takes work, don't it?
That's right.
These show up. Blow in, blow up, and blow out. Say, hey, hang around for the work.
Yeah, right.
And understand that we're believing God for a third great awakening, and I just want to stir the faith of God inside of you. I want you to be like the woman with the issue of blood, so desperate that you're willing to go to a place that everybody else told you you couldn't be because she had an issue of blood. She couldn't touch anybody, and she was supposed to be outside the city because she was considered unclean. She didn't even care. She just wanted to get to Jesus. And the people hanging around Jesus, when Jesus said, who touched me, they didn't have a clue what was going on. But he said, virtue has left me. The anointing has left me. And he turns around to see who it was, and he says, who's touched me? And all the people that are familiar with him said, what do you mean? Come on, let's go. And he says, you know, he looks around, he sees her down on the ground, healed, whole. And he says, your faith has made you whole. So your faith, the release of the glory out of you, done under and in the kingdom of God, is this move of God that's waiting to take place. So by hearing the word of God, the testimonies of the manifestation of the glory of God will begin to stir your faith and their faith and transform not only your life, but the life of others around you. What will it cost you? Oh, everything. But it's God. No, wait a minute. It's really God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't mind giving it. I was like, if I would have known God was like this, I would have made this decision a long time ago. I was sold a religious bill of goods. I always thought I had to sit there and listen to something that they didn't even understand they were telling me.
Right.
But I got God. And I'm going to spend eternity with him. And I have this little thing called a vapor of time, a small amount of time, for me to be able to do something for him, to show my gratitude. Well, I don't know how much freedom I have left. I don't know how much time I have left. I don't know how much life I have left. But I want to give it all for the cause that you might know Jesus Christ as your Lord. Now, I'm talking about really know him and him know you. Understand, the demons believe and know that Jesus exists and they tremble. I'm talking about the point where you know him and you tremble. But you also know his love and his compassion. And that fear of the Lord, that trembling that takes place in your life, allows you to be used by God in ways you never thought possible, because the fear of the Lord constrains you. The fear of the Lord leads you, and a move of God that's inside of you can be released. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily BFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily BFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.